You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
I've had a realization looking back on my past, back on my history, and thinking about like a, I'm going to say quotation marks, relationship that I had as a young gay teen just coming out, trying to figure everything out. And it was like an online relationship. And I was driving in the car the other day and looked at like a spot that we were apparently going to meet up eventually. And I immediately just went, oh my God, I was catfished. Like it just...
It hasn't like occurred to you sooner?
Well, because I'd never thought of it. I moved on with my life. I, you know, started doing other stuff. And I never thought of that, again, quotation marks, relationship again. And then I was just driving along and I just looked at this one spot where I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna meet there and have dinner. And I just went, oh my God, they're not a real person. Well, they are.
Have like, you tried to look them up?
I can't remember any of their name. Like, this is 15 years ago. And like, guarantee, I remember that they lived in Queensland and the name was Barry.
I had someone who lived in Queensland. Her name was Hayley, and I've tried to look her up. She doesn't exist.
It's
a thing.
It's Queensland. It's coming for Victoria.
Queenslanders. Well, I was in New South Wales. Yeah. But yes, it's Queenslanders are into the catfishing. Either that or they're not actually in Queensland, but it's a good thing to tell people.
What a brush to just paint a state with. Heads up, Queensland loves catfishing.
No, or people just like to say that they're from Queensland.
Because it's so far away. Oh my God, what if he actually didn't live in Queensland?
Have you had that realization that maybe as a youth you were catfished? I don't know. Let us know your story. 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We have Kate who has a story. We're going to find out all about that. Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
And we're talking all about being catfished in their youth. So to paint a picture, I was 16. I was, internet was just kind of booming and taking off in like everyone's homes instead of just like businesses.
Yeah.
And chat rooms were the rage.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. And so I met a guy called Barry, who lived in Queensland. I'd just recently come out. It was all very fresh to me. I had a very supportive family who were like, we love you. And so then I started a relationship with Barry who was, I was 16 and he was 19. An older man.
Yes. Very illegal still.
He lived in Queensland like 3 months that we were in a relationship. And again, quotation marks, relationship. Like we said that we were dating even though we'd never met. It was that early stage where I didn't understand dating yet.
Yeah.
And so then he would, I had pictures of him, but the pictures always looked like a little, like it was like, I can't tell if that's the same person or not. But as a kid, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that's my 19-year-old underwear model boyfriend. That
makes
sense. Of
course he was an underwear model.
But then occasionally he'd be like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my uncle. This is him. And he'd send me a picture of his uncle who was clearly like a 50-year-old man. And then it happened multiple times. He'd be like, oh, here's my uncle again. And he kept sending me pictures of his uncle and I'm like, and then he'd be like, what do you think of my uncle? And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. And as a kid, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. As an adult, I'm like, alarm bells, he was the uncle. He was very clearly the uncle.
And he was just trying to
trying to ease me into
the uncle and
exactly.
Boom. Hello, so now I'm Uncle Jeff.
Exactly. And that was, I was just driving along and went, oh my God, how did I never figure that out as a kid?
It
was
wow.
Mental whiplash. I spent the whole day just being like, I'm so happy that my mum was like, because I was going to go up to Queensland and my mum put the foot down. She's
Thank God.
No, that's not happening. And then I actually started a proper, like, in a relationship with another 16-year-old boy and we had a proper, like, relationship and I completely forgot about Barry.
Amazing.
Until this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Kate is joining us in the studio. Kate's been catfished as well. This is a common thing.
We all have been.
Yes, back in my youth as well. I also was dating a boy at the time. A bit different to now. Shock horror.
That's the shocking part.
Yeah. I met this person online. His name was Mark Casey, if he exists actually, then, you know, and listening now. Lived in Sydney, was in the army, worked on with the helicopters because that's the coolest thing to be working with, I think, in the army. And then would talk to me when he was off doing his drills and things. Was going to go to Mount Buller one time and I was like, cool, I'm in Melbourne, like, stop by. And he never did it. I was up in Sydney visiting some friends. Conveniently, he was away that weekend. I was similar to Cam. I got the pictures and I was like, no, is it the same person in all the pictures? But some of them were cute, so I was like, I'm in love. And he was going to go out diving with his brother one day and because he liked to go diving. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I messaged him one day and said, oh, how was your dive with your brother? Like, we'd just been talking. We'd actually even talked on the phone. So there was a boy there that was speaking to me.
Yeah.
Never wrote back. So I was ghosted.
Have you ever looked up, like, tragic diving death of...
I feel like at the time I probably did. But now I really try and Google, like, Army, Mark Casey, like, and about the age and all
and
the pictures.
And he definitely doesn't exist.
And I can't find anything. I think there's some Americans. And
there you go.
Yeah. It's crazy.
We have gotten a message through as well.
This message had a very aggressive reaction to me. I freaked out over it. So we've had a message in from Jason. Hi, Jason. My mum only realised she had been catfished after she handed over $800,000.
Ah! That is... awful.
That's so...
That actually hurts my soul to hear that.
Yeah. Like, that's
so sad.
So heartbreaking.
I couldn't imagine. So my parents are still together and I couldn't imagine if they had separated. You know, you want your parents to find love and you want them to be happy.
Yep.
You know, so you would support them, but then... for that to happen. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Jason, that your mum went through that. But it's crazy how many people have been catfished.
The old Nigerian prince. Do you remember those emails?
Oh, yes.
You've got to save him. You give him a little money and he'll give you back all of his money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just so you can prove that you're a real person.
The early days of the internet was just a minefield, wasn't it?
It still is.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.